Jeremiah 35. The word which came to Jeremiah from Yahweh in the days of Jehoiakim, saying, Go to the house of the Rechabites and speak to them. Bring them into the temple, into one of the rooms, and give them wine to drink. So I took Jaazaniah, the son of Habazaniah, and the whole family of the Rechabites, and I brought them into the house of Yahweh, into the room of the sons of Hanan, which was by the room of the princes. I set before the Rechabites bowls full of wine and cups, and I said to them, Drink wine. But they said, We will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our ancestor, commanded us, saying, You shall drink no wine, neither you nor your sons for ever. Neither shall you build a house, nor sow seed, nor plant a vineyard, nor own a vineyard. But all your days you shall live in tents, that you may live many days in the land in which you live. We have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he commanded us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, or our daughters, nor to build houses to live in, neither do we have vineyards, but we have lived in tents and have obeyed and done all that Jonadab, our ancestor, commanded us. But it happened, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land, that we said, Let us go into Jerusalem, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans. So that's why we're living at Jerusalem. Thus says Yahweh, Go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Will you not receive instruction to listen to my words? The words of Jonadab, son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed, and to this day they don't drink any. They obey their ancestors' commandment. But I have spoken to you, rising up early and speaking, and you have not obeyed me. So it's a lesson from this family of the Rechabites, who were given these rather strange commands by their ancestor. There's nothing wrong with drinking wine or living in a house or owning a vineyard. But they chose to loyally obey the tradition of their ancestor, of their father. And so God is saying, look, if that's what human beings can do, to obey a commandment that is pretty bizarre and is unnecessary and is just a human tradition, why can't you obey me? I have sent to you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them. Saying, Return now every man from his evil way and amend your doings. Don't go after other gods to serve them. And you shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But you did not listen to me. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father which he commanded them, but this people has not listened to me. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, I will bring on Judah, and on all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, all the evil that I have pronounced against them. Because I have spoken to them, but they have not heard. I have called to them, but they have not answered. Well, we can take a lesson from people that we meet in life who maybe are not believers. And yet they are very zealous for the principles and the traditions which they have received. Maybe we might consider those traditions to be rather strange, rather ridiculous, just rather like this guy telling his ancestors, you mustn't drink any wine, you mustn't live in houses, you must live in tents. Well, okay, but we can take a lesson from the way that people will do great things for the maybe misguided principles and beliefs that they have. We have got the true relationship with God and have got his actual word, the word of God directly to me. If they can be so zealous for the stuff they believe in, how much more zealous should we be for the actual word of God? Jeremiah said to the family of the Rechabites, Thus says Yahweh, because you obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father and kept all the things he commanded to you, therefore thus says Yahweh, God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab will not want a man to stand before me forever. It's as if they're being invited to serve God, to stand before him as the Levites and the priests did. God's saying, okay, you're so obedient to the commands of your father and you're living a straight and upright life, even though you're a bit misguided in the way you look at Jonadab, the son of Rechab. Okay, I like you and I'm inviting you to serve me.